Hey, welcome back, everybody, to What Would Father Say here on the Armor God Catholic Radio. Appreciate everybody joining us this afternoon. Father, thanks for carving some time out of your schedule.
No, my pleasure.
Yeah. So we're finishing up our series on the nine contentious topics, and we are in part nine. This is number nine. As with all of our other topics, we're going to probably ruffle some feathers today.
No,
Father,
no, no.
if you
Not
guys have
us.
not figured this out yet, Father John is going to give you an unfiltered, unfettered opinion and some theological teachings and stances built upon the church teachings.
God help me.
And yeah.
I want everybody to know I'm saying this publicly right now. I am going to confession later on today. So
It's
I
Friday.
believe
We
in
should all.
humility too. I believe in humility too. It's very humbling for me.
And it is Friday. We should all be going to confession today as we continue our Lenten journey here. So,
Purification.
yeah. So, okay, Father, let's just, and I think this is a topic that those of us that, born and bred in the great state of Texas,
Yeah,
that we struggle with, I mean, because our state leadership for decades has held a firm policy of execution of criminals,
that's
especially
penalty. Death penalty,
murderers, with the institution of the death penalty. So, and with a lot of our listeners that have a direct or indirect relationship with the military, I think they would be interested to know that the military too still has the death penalty on the books. They haven't used it in a number of years, but it is still
You know,
actually
and on the
in.
military, it's actually illegal. Adultery is against the law in the
Yeah,
military. They
yeah,
could throw you in jail for adultery. I'm not sure I'm against that. I'm not sure I had something to be said about that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
There's some definite advantages.
there's.
So Father,
So let's start.
let's what does the church teach
Yeah.
us? And this is important because
Yeah.
there's been some not
Yeah, some
necessarily
tightening.
changes, but edits to
Yeah,
the Leather Catechism.
so we have to approach this one with caution and reverence and desire for conversion, and know that it's not on the same the death penalty is not on the same level as abortion or murder or stealing. I mean, this is not one of the words I'd like to use. A bishop told me this a long time ago, and actually he's the bishop, he's the head of the USCCB now, Bishop Coakley. About 20 years ago, the church's teaching on the death penalty is nuanced. And at the time, it was very nuanced. So let's go back again. We start with history. Has the church ever endorsed the death penalty? No, but it's never said it's always absolutely wrong. The church has always said that, especially in self-defense and in war, there is a time we must, you can use lethal means, and that the state has a right. To protect its citizens. So, and so when the death penalty, let's just speak plainly, the church has never said it was absolutely wrong. The great theologian, St. Thomas Aquinas, said sometimes it's needed. St. Augustine, the church has never, some people said, we never, never use it, and that's okay. You can be totally against the death penalty, or, and sometimes I want to say, repeat something St. Pope Benedict said. If you're in favor of the death penalty on certain situations, it doesn't mean you're not a Catholic in good standing. So I want to throw that out there first. So the official teaching on the church, when the Catechism first came out in 1994, oh man, everything happened in 1994.
Was a good year.
John Paul II put in there that the church has a that the state has a right at times to use lethal means to protect citizens and that the death penalty could be imposed, but it said he can't think of a way where it could. In modern first, especially first world countries, that it should not be used. That we have what it takes to people keep people locked up for life with no possibly parole. Now, if you want to get into whether that's cruel or not, we can have that discussion too. But also recognizing, I mean, every time I think about this particular issue, I think about the bishop in Cuernavaca. The bishop of Cuernavaca, he recognized that the prisons were corrupt. The people were ordering hits from the prison, and that people were still being kidnapped, and criminals were kidnapping children and sending back their body parts. And he actually said, we might have to use the death penalty to stop this, but only as a last resort and if absolutely necessary. But in the last few catechisms, popes have said, no, this is not unacceptable. We shouldn't be doing this. We should find every other way. There's ways not to do this. And if there is ways not to kill people, because killing's not always wrong, murder is wrong. To execute people, we shouldn't be doing it. Now, a couple things with that. Also, it gives us another seamless garment. We want to be able to say, with those many of those who are anti-death penalty, who are also pro-choice, hey, will you fight with us to protect children? We'll fight with you. How about that? To have a consistent view of life. But now Pope Francis, the popes now have said this is unacceptable. Isn't that the wording that it says now? It's
Inadmissible.
inadmissible, which is not saying that it's always, that it's a mortal. No, we shouldn't be doing it anymore. We should be side and to give those who are in prison a chance to convert, a chance to be evangelized, catechized, and oftentimes the greatest criminals among us become the greatest saints. So remember that Moses killed somebody. Saint Paul was probably killing people. And that to hope for their conversion. So this again is nuanced. So did you want to add anything to that, Tom, before I go on to another subject though?
Yeah, I
Within this
wanted to,
subject.
I just wanted to, point out that, Pope Francis's edit to
Yeah,
paragraph
inadmissible.
2267, with the, inclusion of the word inadmissible,
Inadmissible, yeah.
it is written very eloquently, because if you really dive into, the eight sentences that make up this paragraph, he talks about there's three conditions. And there's three precursors that we always must keep
Mind.
in mind: the dignity of the human person, the imposition of penal sanctions, and an effective means of detention. And you kind of alluded to each of those. And so everybody gets wrapped around the axles about the fact that Pope Francis used one particular word, inadmissible, and they just gloss over the parameters that he laid out before the use of that word.
Yeah, because it contributes, whether we like it or not, it contributes to a culture of death. Now, all of that said, we should always seek conversion, but also protection of the innocent. But like with the issue of abortion, I understand the emotional side of this. If you've ever been in front of a young girl who's been raped by a relative, oh my gosh, of course you understand how abortion can be a temptation. This is awful. I'm so sorry. You don't have to do this. Oh my gosh. You're right. I don't have to. But to accompany them, we're asked to enter in. And just because it's easy thing to do doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. Just because it's hard to, put a young girl through the pregnancy and have a baby, that's going to be difficult and challenging. Just because it's challenging doesn't make it wrong. And God can work through that. I understand that. So when it comes to this issue too, I've done prison ministry, Tom, and I love prison ministry. I love going up. If you know anything about Gatesville Prison, you ever been out there? They have the five levels: G1, G2, G3, and a G1. I guess it means grade level one or group one, whatever it means. Those are guys just on the pods, regular guys who did something stupid, and they're in prison. Sometimes it's not paying alimony. Sometimes it's not paying child support. Sometimes it's insider trading. I don't even know what that is.
Is this
And
in
they're regular
DC?
guys, huh?
Oh, sorry. I said, is this in Washington, DC? Sorry, never mind.
So yeah, there's all kinds of federal laws, embezzlement, These are things, you know, I'm not smart enough to commit those crimes. But they're in prison and we serve them. And I love saying mass for those guys who go hear their confessions. They're just regular guys. They're regular guys. But now group two, those are the ones that have a little bit more restricted. Group three, they only can come out. Then you go to G5. Well, that's people who are in solitary confinement. And sometimes people think they get out, you know. I remember talking to one of the guards at the women's prison. She goes, some of the women in solitary confinement don't get to come out 1 hour a day. They get to come out 1 hour every 3 or 4 days. These people are locked up and they've assaulted and murdered other prisoners and guards. And I remember going down there. I remember going down there and I can understand the sentiment of saying, why don't we just shoot them? Why don't we just shoot them? It's a temptation. And Deacon Vlastovica was taking me from cell to cell to visit with some of the guys to bless, the, you know, hear their confessions, pray with them, and just hearing these other guys screaming at me, yelling in there for vile crimes. And one of them told me about it. I was like, I don't want to hear this. I can understand the sentiment. But also, I would warn everybody, all your listeners, to put this on the same level as abortion is a mistake, even numerically. Okay, so we're back up to about 900,000 abortions a year in this country. That is unacceptable. That is genocide. And one day, you know, people will rise from the dead and they will convict us. But even so, I think 100 years from now, you know how we look back on people 100 years ago? How could you have slavery? How could you let this happen? We condemn them. I call it you know, genealogical or snobbery. We know better. What are they going to say about us 150 years from now that we were so about 900,000 still by chemical abortion? You know how many people are put to death in this country a year by the death penalty? 14. Oh yeah, you can look it up. Look it up. Sometimes it's in the 20s. It's us, Harris County. Yeah, look it up on your phone. Number of executions in 2023. Sometimes it's 14, sometimes it's 20. It's us, sometimes Oklahoma. Florida will do one a year. I mean, can you pull that up? But
I'm
number of
looking
ex
right now. Let's
yeah,
see.
it's pittance. No one's been executed in California, New York, Chicago, Milwaukee. I mean, no one's been executed in decades. What does it say for
It said
2025?
it says around the world,
Oh.
estimated to be around 500. So
Okay. Okay. Around
wanted
the
to know.
world,
Yeah, I
the
wanted to
death
know around the
penalties.
world here. Hold on,
And
hold
some
on.
of those
So
were
in the
in
United
Saudi
States,
Arabia. Yeah, in the United States.
is
Now,
let's see.
if you go to Oman or Saudi Arabia, they put people to death all
Oh
the time
yes.
there.
Deathpenaltyinfo.org says that
In,
hold on,
I'm telling, huh?
30, the number
Executions.
of executions in the United States in 2024 was 30.
Okay, so sometimes it's in the high
10th,
20s that we had a bad
actually,
year.
yeah, 10th consecutive year that it's been 30 or less. So it's
So it's
actually
usually in the
it's
20s.
trending, yeah, going down, yeah.
So 900,000 compared to 30. Really? And in the whole world, and most of those executions are like in Saudi Arabia, in Afghanistan. I had a friend who was from the United Arab Emirates, UAB. He said every Saturday he would go downtown and watch the hangings. You know what is it? What is that country in the Eastern Islands? Singapore, where they have zero crime rate, zero. Yeah, if you get caught for drug dealing, that's the death penalty. They don't put up with that. The United
Interesting.
States, come on. And even, you know, that's when we bring up, like, remember the Inquisitions people always hammer us about? The Inquisitions went on for about 500 years. In 500 years, that means that there was maybe, they think, 5,000 executions. Do the math. That's like three or four a year. Really? Three or f But now we have 900,000 children, and we have hundreds of thousands of children frozen embryos in freezers. So I think oftentimes we give this discussion, it's okay to have the same show. We can talk about it. But I think it should be given, if we're going to give comparable emphasis, because in downtown Austin, for years they were, people were talking about the death penalty, because in Houston they were doing like 14 a year in Bexar County. But in Houston there was 3 abortion clinics running, doing abortions 3 times a week. I just asked, as a priest, it's called What Would Father Say? I would say we give the same comparable effort to fight either of these, because I think we get caught up on this one. It's like being at a dam. Imagine, I always imagine it at a dam, Hoover Dam, and there's a 10-foot gushing hole in the dam. I mean, that's hundreds of thousands of gallons a minute, right? Then you have this drip on the other side of the dam, dripping just a couple of times a month. And there are people running over there going, we need to stop this drip. Yeah. And I'm saying, okay, but could you come help us with this gusher?
Yeah.
Could we patch this one? Yeah. That's always an image in my mind.
That's a great analogy. Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands. And in some countries, in Cuba, I remember reading this, in Cuba, the average 30-year-old woman has had 5 abortions or 4 abortions. The average 30-year-old woman. What? What? And in New York City, LA, and Chicago, 1 out of every 3 black children are aborted. Or in some places, 1 out of every 3.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable. No one's been executed in Illinois, New York, or California in years.
No.
So sometimes I tell people, you really want to talk? We can talk about this, but it's a moot point. I said, okay, let's go. How about this? If we can, we'll make a deal. I'm okay with eradicating the death penalty if you're okay with eradicating abortion. Can we make that deal? And they're not. Oftentimes they're not. And even if we do, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's just interesting, as I was kind of, as you were talking, I was digging through this website and looking at, there's a chart, big chart in here about the race of executed prisoners. Of course, everything has to be about race now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what's interesting is the language. And it says nearly half, 48%, of the people executed in 2024 were people of color. Hello, 52% of them were white.
Yeah.
It's like, how about over half of the people?
What is a person of color anyway? Is that Hispanic and Asian? Am I a person
Latino,
of color?
Latino, Native American, and Asian. Yes.
Asians are people of color?
Yeah. Everybody who's not white, I guess. I don't.
So why is that even an issue? Why is that even an issue?
Exactly.
That means,
I don't know.
People of color. That means of the 30, 15 were people of color. I mean, okay, you want to talk? Okay, it's an injustice.
Yeah.
Really? That's my take on the death penalty. I understand.
This isn't actually a very interesting website. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to dig through here and really kind of determine whether, what their bend is. But, deathpenaltyinfo.org. But it is interesting digging through here. So fascinating.
Yeah, in Canada, what are the abortion rate in Canada and what's the death penalty rate?
Oh, gosh.
And you don't want to know what that is. Death penalty rate is zero. Zero.
Yeah.
What's the abortion rate out of a country of only 30 million? You don't want to know what it is up there.
Yeah.
I think you can have an abortion up to a minute before the child's born for any and no reason.
And it is interesting that, people get absolutely emotionally illogical, irrational about the subject of abortion, but we don't have the same sentiment about the death penalty. And
did you want to say that backwards? Okay.
Yeah. Either way. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But there is a difference. Killing, you never kill innocent people. You never kill innocent people. The death penalty is they're usually not innocent. So to have the same
True.
emotional level is hard.
Yeah,
Is
yeah.
hard. And
And
that
some of these,
900,000 to 30
yeah.
is I can understand that. And
Yeah.
all of these are innocent children. These are all thugs who killed people. All right, you want to get that excited about this? Fine. Anyway.
And again, I think for many of us that have grown up here in the state of Texas, where for a long time Texas led the country
We did.
in the number of executions, which is interesting. In 23 and 24, again, according to this website, Alabama led the country in number of
It's sometimes it's
executions.
per capita. It's per capita, and really, it is really for Texas. It's Bexar County. I mean, Houston County. What's
Yeah,
the county in Houston?
Harris,
Harris
thank you.
County, like Bexar County and Austin, for Travis County. They don't. Dallas, nah. And here's something funny. I mean, I'm talking hearsay now. Sometimes in New York, you ever watch Law and Order? When they would put people on trial for murder, they'd always say, "Let's take them to Harris County, Texas, and put them on trial." And they'd say, "No. I'll just plead guilty. I'll just plead guilty." They were using us as leverage, Texas as leverage.
Maybe that's something we don't want to put on a bumper sticker.
So Texas has about 28 million people living. How many people live in Alabama? Isn't like 5 million? 10?
I could I'd be lying to you
So
if
per
I told you a
capita,
number.
that's pretty bad.
No,
If Alabama's.
this was a total number, or just
Yeah, so,
an individual number.
but if in real numbers, Alabama's worse than Texas, that's really
Oh
bad because Alabama's population is much.
yeah. Per capita is much worse. So, Father, how should we? We got about 5 minutes here. So again, kind of our theme throughout these topics has been, how are we to respond? How are we as pew-sitting Catholics to respond to the charge that often comes at us about, you guys really aren't pro-life, you just want to have babies born. You don't care about them once they're
Well, yeah, that's a longer
once they're
conversation.
born.
Yeah, because we understand that when a baby is born, it immediately is surrounded by laws and protected by the government. We're just asking that that be transferred up the birth canal to those children. But always to see the person as made in the image and likeness of God, everybody made in the image and likeness of God, and to treat them with dignity, even if they are murder rapist, and to always seek their conversion. We want everybody to go to heaven. We want everybody to go to heaven. We want everybody, and but we treat, laws recognize, I know it's a different issue, that the smaller we are, the more that we're protected. If I come punch you in the face and you call the police on me, I don't think they're gonna come. Or if you punch me in the face, I don't think they're gonna come. But if I punch your 12-year-old face kid in the face, they might come. And if I punch a baby, I'm going under the jail. But for an unborn child, you can just rip them apart piece at a time. But when you approach the death penalty, yes, guys, for who? I don't believe in the death penalty. I think we should protect people. But I think some people would even say, what do you, I can emotionally, I can be a sentiment, I can empathize, because I've seen people who are in solitary confinement for the rest of their lives. That seems awful. That seems awful. I went to visit a guy. He was solitary confinement. I looked inside his cell. It was dark, and he just came out of the darkness. He was full of tattoos. He looked, I mean, some of these guys are have demonic activity. Hey, man, is there anything I can do for you? Go, no. No, I mean they've broken him. They've broken him. He prefers the dark. I don't have all the answers. How do we seek? I think you have to be people of prayer. Lord, help me to know what to say and do. Help me know. Sometimes not saying anything. How do I minister to this person? How do I seek their conversion? But also, how do I protect them from my daughter or my sister? There are people around here that are sex offenders. We're supposed to serve them too. But they can't be around kids. It's, we have to protect our kids. You know, how do we protect the innocent, but also seek the conversion of the guilty? Seek justice, because justice and mercy on the surface seem like opposites. You know, what do we say at the Mass? Do not give us what we truly deserve.
Right.
Wow.
Some of us would be.
But always a seeking conversion. But it's easy to demonize. I think it's easy to demonize those countries. I don't know if you know anything. I wasn't. How much time we got?
We got about a minute left here.
Oh, okay. Well, know that the church always seeks conversion, joy, justice, and mercy. And that takes prayerful discernment and oftentimes difficult choices, really difficult choices. And the church tries her best to be consistent, to have a consistent life issue. And I don't know if we've gone over in vitro fertilization yet. I think we have.
We did. Yep.
Try to be consistent on all of those means sacrifice. The remedy for our world is Jesus. The remedy for our world is Christianity. And hopefully we can be part of that remedy,
and as
starting with our own conversions.
Yeah, and as we conclude our Lenten season and our discussion of these nine contentious topics, it's important to remember prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Is the watchword for us this season. Father, would you please leave us with your blessing?
Let's end with the doxology. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And the Lord be with you.
And with
may
your
Almighty
spirit.
God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen,
right, brother.
Amen. Thank you very much, Father. Folks, if you missed some or all of this, we will do an encore airing on Sunday afternoon at 12:30. And I promise right after that, it'll be up on our website under our schedule tab. And remember to put on the armor of God.
And be a saint.